Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodgson, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Doby reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Robinson scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on White. Doby moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgins moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. There goes Lupien. The throw from Hegan to Boudreau, and Lupien is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Ceres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and has Boudreau trapped. There's the throw to Michaels who tags Boudreau for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to third. score that a fielder's choice. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Feller moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields it and throws to third for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Clark moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Doby chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gordon. Gordon fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gordon. Appling moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keltner strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Allie Clark. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Bill White. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Floyd Baker. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Pieretti moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Orville Grove. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.